Okay, guys, so moving from the forest inventory, to electronic communication network. So this guy is going to present something interesting for us. Have the floor.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Tomas Sturm, and I work for the Agency of for Communication Network and Services of the Republic of Slovenia. And I can admit I changed. I work in this agency for only the last 2 years, and before that, I didn't know that that kind of agencies exist at all. And now I know that every country in Europe has one. And I will show you what we have that we are using open source software to make special analysis to support regulatory activities. And we are basically an independent agency that we are involved in lots of different aspects of regulatory stuff in my country, like electronic communication markets. That's the department I'm working at, and basically we are regulating the telecommunication operators with the offers and the data, and when they are doing additional optic fiber lines, and so, and we are overlooking if they are doing everything by the laws and they are following the rules and the dates when something has to be done. And in that manner, I will show you the short video presentation of ACOS, so we will understand what all the other regulatory agencies in other countries in Europe, they are doing pretty much the same stuff as we do. There's no sound, but you can see. Yep, that's it, I think. So we can go back to the presentation. How is it? Full screen? Yes, thanks. Basically, you saw how many different fields we are covering. This is like a summary of everything. Basically, those are the four main field of activities. And I work in electronic communications, and I will just show you how we set up the system and what kind of data we use and some results of the analysis. So basically, all the story about broadband mapping in my country started years long ago because we needed data to do analysis. But the most important year is probably 2012, when the agency, together with the Ministry of Public Administration and the Surveying and Mapping Authority, they decided that the telecommunication operators need to collect and give the data of network termination points. Do you know what is network termination point? Basically, this is a location where the telecommunication operator has an equipment, then the customers can access to the internet. And this is basically, if you live in a house, it's one point, and in the big buildings, you have also one point and many different apartments and so on. So the year 2012 was crucial, and in 2013 there was issued a general act where there is obligation for operators to give us the data, and if they don't, they get fined. And after that, in 2015, we launched the whole broadband mapping system in the agency. We are using Postgres SQL on PostGIS on the top, QGIS and QGIS server, and altogether gives us an opportunity to do good analysis, to show the data to operators and general public. We use the special oriented data, only the attribute data, and this is basically all the summary of the tools we are using in this system. We have many Postgres SQL databases, basically at least three. One is operational. The most important one, it consists of almost 300 tables in 90 schemas. The other one is web database, just to we extract the data we need for the geoportal that is available to public. And we also are doing an archive database. That means, if you look at the picture on the right, I made a database for all the data at least twice a year, so we can follow the progress of collecting network termination point and building the electric communication lines and so on. And we can easily then go back in history and see how big was the difference comparing to today. In the database, we have data from many different sources, all of them except Central Population Register are freely available on the web. So basically, we can say that in Slovenia, we are quite open source data society. That project started in 2015, when there was a law on reuse of the data that were collected with the tax money. Basically, something like that. So all the data are freely available, and some of the data we also are doing on our own, like the coverage of 4G, 3G, 2G, and the fixed broadband coverage. We are doing something like that on our own. And we get the data from different formats, like shapes, CSVs, TXT, VMF, VFS. And we are using different techniques and approaches how to load all those data in the database. It takes about 2 to 3 days, and all the data are new, and all the new data are in the database. So we are using most of the code is written in SQL language. So this is basically the core of the system, just writing the code and using it for the input data, analyzing data, and so on. And we are also then using the same tools for spatial analysis, like SQL is the main tool. Some of them is also made with DB Manager in QGIS. And some of the things are also done using processing toolbox. And here are, let's say, some of the results of what we are doing. In this picture, you can see the green municipalities are basically the areas. This picture is like, I think it's 4 or 5 years old. Those were the areas at that time where they had not optic fiber connection to the internet. And there was a state aid and the European aid to help the people who lives there, so the operators did the electronic communication lines and network termination points. So the next one is we are collecting the download speed per data, and this is just a picture so we can imagine how are the download speeds in Slovenia in different regions. The next one is, let's say, settlements without network termination point. So basically, people live there, but they don't use internet connection at all, you know. If you are on a weekend, that's not bad. This one is settlements. It's different than the other one, where no one lives. permanently. You have just like temporary settlement, and we can use that. This we can get from our data. This one, your average number of TV programs per municipality. As you can see, we have lots of programs, and if you look at the northeast part of the country, there is a border to Austria and Hungary, and there they have more programs than like in central part of the country. This is one of our own layers, mobile coverage of 4G. It's just an example. We also are calculating the 3G and 2G coverage, and it's very useful. So we can, the people just look at this coverage and they see if there is some kind of 4G available or not. Here are base stations, base station locations, like this is 3G example. We also have all those data, and these are the necessary data as an input to calculate the coverage. But for calculating coverages, we are using very specific software, and this software is not so cheap. It's quite expensive, and it's not spatial software, but the results that the goes out are spatially oriented. This is another one, because we are not allowed to have the data from operators on a single address. In that way, we are using different grids. Like this one is 200 meters, and then we made the summarization on one grid cell, and we can then easily show the results, like a number of service providers or number of infrastructure owners, because we have like four main mobile or telecommunication operators in my country, and all the others are small, but four are really big ones. They cover the whole country almost, so there is a big competition for customers. And this year in May, I'm proud to say we published or launched GeoPortal, where all the data we have in the database are shown to the public, so, and you can go and see for your own home address what is the download speed, theoretical download speed, or if you are buying a house or apartment, you can check easily on this portal what is the internet connection at that address. But the main purpose was to reduce the cost of building very high-speed networks, so the operators can look one another, what they are doing, where they are doing, we want to prevent that every operator dig its own line, but one line for all of them, and then they hire the line for other purposes. Like one is the main operator, national, and the one has an option that other operators can hire his optic fiber lines for customers. And basically, these are all the data you can see in one place. Do we still have time? Okay. So there's a lot of different things, like fixed mobile network coverages, all different kinds of electronic communications. And when we are doing some new analysis every year, our plan is to publish those results to public, because as I know, the telecommunication sector, all the data we are using, are so not widely known to general public, and I was so surprised what we are doing now. I didn't knew anything about that maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and we want to make a step closer to the general public and to raise the awareness what they can do if they are not satisfied, let's say, with the operator or with the download speed, so they can press to the operators, maybe to us, because we have a quite a big law department. So the public, the people don't know, but they can turn on us if they are not satisfied with the operator, and then we help the people to get what they would like to achieve. And if we can go to the I miss mouse, but I hope this will open. Yep. First, there is a disclaimer because it's written that we are not responsible for any use of data because the data are public and we don't collect them, so they're just freely available. And after that, this is my country. And let's say if we go to some place. Oh, capital. You can see, look, here are the collection of network termination point located on the home address. And the different color, like yellow, it's a cable, blue, it's optic fiber, red is copper, the black is air connection. So you can see for every location what is there available. And when you click on the home address, you see who's the owner of telecom of network termination point, what is the speed, what's the type of the connection, what is the download speed, what is the type of the building, is it a residential or business object, and you can download those data from our portal because it's easier than you have to go to the survey authority, the web page, and then it's not so easy because here the data are already adopted for the general use. And we also allow, if you want, you can extract the data for one municipality or just one settlement as a altogether. How many different operators, how many network termination points, and how many cases of electronic lines, and so on. And beside that, we are also showing the electronic communication lines. If you click on one line, it also get the data. So, who's the owner? What's the how precise is the position of those data? And beside that, we also put on the other data like roads, electricity lines, wastewater, gas pipelines, heat lines, water lines, railway lines. So basically, we try to offer to general public all the available data in one place. And basically, this is like the first portal in Slovenia that has this option for general public. And let's say, so here you see those are the locations of base station 4G from one of the operators. But what I wanted to show you, this is something we did like last year. We made drive tests. So that means that a couple of guys were driving around Slovenia. They made like 6,000 kilometers and they were measuring the strength of the signal of all technologies for all the operators around Slovenia, and now you can see on this map what was the strength of the signal. The green color means that the signal at those locations for this certain operators are good, and the red line means that there is no signal. And because we are calculating the mobile coverage of certain operator and certain technology, now we can compare the theoretical calculation with the results that were measured in the field. This is the, and the last thing, but not least. Here are the data on joint construction. That means if there is a company that is building something like communication lines or wastewater lines or whatever lines, they have to apply to some portal and they announce in which settlement they will build something. So all the other share stakeholders or all the other companies, they see when, where they are building and when, so they can join to them, so they can dig only once, not like five times or three times and so on. And nevertheless, we also offer the option to make a PDF map of the data shown in the portal. For the general public, let's see. Just to, if it works. Yeah, here you see the map of with the legend and everything. So that's it. And I will just say the use of open source software gives us so many possibilities to basically do whatever we want with so not much programming. It's just the idea what you have to do. Thank you. Yes, we showed this project in some meeting in Brussels, in Poland, and we are spreading the word because I think this is like state of the art of the geoportals in Europe for now. And we are getting new ideas from the public. We are showing them though that thing. So yeah. Yes.
Okay, so it's basically a huge repository of information that they produce in their system, and they just give like, is it, you use shapefiles to? How do they send
the data? They send XML files to national server authority, and they take care of just basic quality issues, like if the XML is in the right, it's properly made, and so on.
Okay, so you have a national standard?
Yes. Yes.
Is it RSS or is it static? The data that you're getting from the
database? Now the data, we are getting data like two or three times a year, so it's static, but we are now making a project that we will get only the changes on a daily basis, basically, so in real time. So, and hopefully we will finish it before New Year's Day.
And the companies can provide this information real time?
No, basically it's when they do some network termination points or other stuff, they have 3 months after they finish their job. In 3 months they have to report the new data to survey authority. Yeah, just the changes. Yeah.
You have a question?
Yeah, but it's like the business. What is the business plan? Where the money comes from?
Agency. We take care of not material stuff. Like we sell numbers, phone numbers to the operators. We take care of the frequencies for TV, radio, and now the digital frequencies and so on. And the users, like operators, have to pay for use of frequencies and numbers and so on, and we, this is our main funding.
Okay, so you provide them with data and they supply their own data. Data is it's a
yes. They pay for the numbers and frequencies and so on, and they put the data in the database. But we are not so strict if they don't follow the dates and so on, because we must have the good relation with the operators. Yeah. It's some kind of win-win situation in the end. No, the user interface is made in .NET technology. Yeah, but behind that is GeoServer.
Yeah, okay, GeoServer.
Yeah.